So, you know how I'm always telling you guys, like, I have to balance being a business owner, a mother, and a wife. And sometimes that shit is just like overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wear all of these different hats and it's like, okay, you try your best to prioritize, keep things in their own lanes. But I'm in a situation right now that just played out where, and I've been working on this situation for a little bit. My husband's best friend and his wife is coming into town. And we haven't seen them in a while. They came to the wedding. He went to their wedding, like they best friends. You know what I'm saying? So they're coming into town. We found out last minute that they were coming into town. And Jonathan thought his position, his contract was gonna end, and it's not. But when we first found out about them coming into, because they're going into Vegas, they're flying into Vegas, and we're not too far from Vegas. We're not close enough where we could be able to, like, we would still have to take a couple of days off. You know what I'm saying? But we could drive there and back, right? So, the weekend I've been back and forth to fucking Vegas so many different damn times. Like, I don't like going during the weekend because I know everything is higher, it's crowded. I don't deal with crowds well. Just all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't like the way I don't deal with crowds, and it's the premium is just like ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? So not when I can get the same vacation during the week, for like a third of the fucking price, and not have to deal with any crowds and be able to move the way I want to move and. Like, because with crowds come robbing and stealing and, having to look over your back and fights and just all kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, people who ain't got shit to lose out here just acting real reckless in these streets. So, but it's like, okay, they're coming into town. They already got their little stuff and it's like, it was like, it's no lie, it's a fucking inconvenience in me and my husband's life. So I could put my business stuff in the back burner. Okay, boop. All right. Even though my husband doesn't realize, like, okay, with the vacation, certain things have to be fucking taken care of. You know what I'm saying? Laundry, fucking packing, bills being paid, and all of that. So the last yesterday, I spent like some of my day doing business stuff again, that administration work I'd be telling you guys about, where it's like, yeah, I'm working, but it's like I'm not out here. It's nothing that's making me any money. It's just organization, administration, inventory, all different kind of stuff, right? So between that and then up to the other half, because I knew this vacation stuff was gonna happen, but my husband, he's not a planner like I'm a planner, okay? But my husband's also not a fucking business owner. Like, he has his master's degree in behavioral health. He also does substitute teaching. Like his when he went to college, his whole dream was to be able to do the type of job that he has, which is basically he goes in there, he fix businesses, tells them what's wrong with it, tells them how to fix it, see what's working for them, what's not working with them, and then move on. You know what I'm saying? He basically likes to tell fucking people what to do. That's just what it is. So, he has that and his subbing job and all this other stuff. So it's like, I'm like, dude, you gotta do certain kind of planning. We have a kid. We're not taking him out of town because they're not bringing their kids, and It's just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they trying to be grown, we trying to be grown, because we are grown, we ain't seen each other. Like, ain't no telling what can happen. So, he's not talking about this, but I know it's happening, right? So now here we are, a fucking, we're past the week to the day that they'll be here. They'll be here, they would have been here already fucking a week this last Wednesday, okay, by the time I'm making this podcast. So we have nothing packed. We don't know what we're wearing. We just decided this fucking morning, and it wasn't that we, it was that I finally got it out of him, like, okay, we're going. That's happening. We're going. Okay. We have nowhere. We're not staying. We don't have anything booked as far as a fucking room. That's so out of my comfort league. Like, when I know I'm going some damn where, my stuff is booked. I know where. You know what I'm saying? So, but this is my husband's best friend. This ain't, and that's his trip. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just going so he can be able to basically meet up with him because it's the closest state, because they live in Texas. And then they're getting ready to move to like farther, like west. No, farther east, excuse me. So I'm like, all right, like, my husband's not making any fucking plans. I gotta, like, I'm a planner. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always telling you guys, like, write shit down. Like, if this was my vacation, my stuff, it would have been written down what I need to do and all of this stuff. So it hits me like, okay. So this time next week, we'll be on our way to be leaving to go to fucking Vegas. We don't have nobody watch the kid. Fucking, we need to sort out like our luggage, get all of this shit together, make sure our bills is paid, because it's gonna be right after all the bills are due and shit. And this man ain't doing nothing, and I'm just like, okay, so I can't go off on him because I would just be deflecting. You know what I'm saying? I can't be like, you blah blah, because that's what I really want to do. Oh my gosh, but I've been married long enough to know that when you're that, when you get the bop 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 bopping at the lips, it's because you're feeling something else. So I'm like, all right, what the fuck is it that I'm feeling? So I was like, okay, I'm feeling some type of way because I have to do the wifely crap, get our fucking household affairs in order. So now I'm putting my fucking business, like, by now I would have been doing business stuff. I would have been taking care of something business fucking related. What am I doing? Household shit. Laundry. Like, figuring out what we're gonna wear. I have to make my list. Now that I'm like in this mode, I'm like, okay, now I need to make my list of what needs to be tackled and done. But that shit takes a couple of days. And if this was my vacation, I would have planned for this to happen. I don't have my nails done. And what's my thing? Love, peace, keep your nails on fleek. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been doing so much going back to warehouses, putting shit together. Like, I ain't got time for fucking nails. I've been doing man shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been taking care of like the other stuff throughout the part of the week. And that's why I'm just like, all right, where are you really mad about? Okay, I'm mad because I feel like I have to put my business on hold so I can take care of the woman stuff. Like, it's like these unspoken rules. And my husband, he doesn't. Excuse me, I have the hiccups. My husband doesn't put any like stipulations and this is what you need to do and stuff like that. But he doesn't realize that, well, the fucking if I don't do it, who gonna do it? Because he ain't gonna do it. You know what I'm saying? And he admits it, like, you know, like, so if you're not gonna do it, you got too many things that you're doing to fuck. And like, he's trying to finish school, girl, y'all, man, your girl is tired. Then I had to ask for a favor, and that fucking favor came with so many stipulations that I had to ask the person that I was asking the favor for I have to tell them, I may need to talk to my therapist about this. Like, and usually I don't tell people, like, when I'm going through something, I just think, like, okay, I'm gonna talk to my therapist about this one because they got me feeling some type of way. Nah, I had to tell that person, like, I just want to let you know. I'm like, I'm not gonna give you an answer because I want to cuss you out. That's not what I'm gonna do. And it's not even because I need the fucking favor. It was the odd. I don't even want to go into all of it, but it was just like how can I explain it? It was kind of like the, because I do favors for this person. And this person hasn't had to do any motherfucking favor for me in a minute that it's kind of like, all right, I'm trying to owe the fucking favor. You know what I'm saying? But whenever my shit comes into play, it's like, oh, you didn't do nothing. And it's like, you know what? I know that if I go off, it's only because I got prior issues with you. So I'm just gonna go ahead. I'm gonna take this L because I need something from you as far as this situation. But I'm working on boundaries. And that's the thing, is boundaries and becoming a being a, as long as I've been a business owner, I didn't realize how big boundaries were and how uncomfortable I really do become when people try to cross over my boundaries of me being like, just because I'm at home, they don't think I'm doing anything. When in reality, it's like, if the shit I wasn't fucking doing, if I wasn't doing it, we wouldn't have a roof over our fucking head. We wouldn't have the type of lifestyle that we've had these last couple of fucking, no, like, ever since we've been fucking married, like, after that first year, like, psh, I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, and that's because of all the fucking hard work and fucking sacrificing, sitting my black ass at home, not doing nothing but hustling and then grinding and not letting people try to get me off my focus, my, you know what I'm saying? Not take those blinders off. Because when I go through little things, shit, them fucking blinders will come off by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I have to deal with, because sometimes I'll, not sometimes, a lot of the times, I'll work myself to the business ground. So I put myself in the fucking hospital. And then I'd be like, why am I sick? Why am I in the hospital? What's wrong? And then I'm like, oh yeah, I haven't slept. Oh yeah, I have, oh, speaking of, I gotta take my medicine. But see, like, shit like this, like, if I was doing my business stuff, because I have a routine, like, I would have been in my office already. Took my medicine already, like, and it's just like, that's what I'm frustrated with. Like, but I gotta be a wife. I gotta be a grown up. I gotta support my man. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, make sure our kid is taken care of, making sure that orders are taken care of, making sure, because my other thing is when I go to town, I bring my fucking products with me so I can be able to get pictures. That's content. Shit. That's content. Right, I got stuff that I gotta finish doing, but I'm not gonna be able to get to it because I gotta be a fucking wife and make sure that this man, but not only that, it's for my own comfort level. I'm not gonna lie, it's for my own comfort level too, because I can't go and leave my house for more than a, some hours and know that my affairs haven't been taken care of. Like, because the first thing I'm gonna think is, damn, did you turn my lights off? Damn, did you turn my gas? Like, I don't even have to be late, and that's what the, that's the first thing that I'm gonna think. Like, I don't know why I'm like that. I just am. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, gee, willikers, Bobby. My toes, I was just looking at my toes this morning. You know, I already got my toes, and I like to get my little gels on my toes. I don't put acrylic or nothing like that on my toes. That's just my, for my fingers. But I like to get that gel because it lasts so long. And I was like bragging. Like, okay, well, at least that's one thing I ain't got to do. I ain't got to put on my list is getting my toes done. And I look down, sure fucking enough, one of my damn toes is chipped. And I'm like, ain't this a bitch? Like, come on, man. Like, if I got this short, I gotta get my hair done. Because what? I keep my, if y'all know if my nails ain't fucking done, you know my hair ain't. Well, it's braided, but it ain't done. Like I got my two little French braids, my little Sealies, like I like to call them. Like, jeez. And then I text my husband to kind of let him know. I didn't cuss him out or say anything vulgar. I'm just like, dude, this is what I'm dealing with, right? And I can always tell when he's like on some, babe, you got this. Like, that's the fucked up thing, a part of being a strong about being a strong woman. Cause it'll be stuff, cause I can take all kind of shit. But it'd be like the petty shit that make me be like, oh Lord, why me? I don't know, he like, this is so petty. But I know he's not factoring in the nail business right now. I know he's not factoring in like the fact that I'ma have all of his damn clothes that he gonna be needing and stuff like that to get access to is gonna be able to be found. Like he ain't gonna realize that. It's those little things that he don't realize. It's the little things. And then my child. Lord, 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 Lord. Ugh, my child. That's just a whole different subject matter. That's just he's been off the fucking chain because he's been testing me not doing his fucking chores. So I was getting ready to put his ass on punishment. Sure enough was. So now the punishment gotta wait. Like that just, and that sounds stupid, right? I got the punishment on back burner. Like, because if I'm like, oh, you're on punishment, and then we leave in a couple of days, that's just a joke. Like he ain't gonna be on punishment at my mom and fucking dad's house or at my best friend's house or whoever watches him, right? That's not gonna happen. Let's be fucking realistic. Punishments only work for your house, your household only. So I'm just like, all right. So I guess I'm not, cause, oh, jeez. I don't know what the freaking weather is looking like. Why? Because I'm a planner, and I ain't planned this. This isn't my plan. So again, throwing off my game. People vacation differently. I don't know how. I've never been on vacation with them except for my wedding. And I mean, I was in control of that. Like, it was on a cruise. I had itineraries and shit planned. Like, if you didn't listen to me and do what you wanted to, you know what I'm saying? Because I had it was all different kind of activities. If you didn't go and do that, you stayed your ass in the room, that was on you. But between the game shows, the comedy shows, the fucking food tasting, fucking events, karaoke, bingo, gambling, all kind of different stuff. Like if you couldn't figure some shit out to do, and not to mention when we got off the boat, like the different fucking beaches and shit like that, and other things, like that was on you. You just don't know how to fucking vacation, and that ain't got nothing to do with me. So when I go to Vegas, it depends on if I feel like shopping or staying in my room or getting drunk as hell. So, but I can't do all of it. That's one thing. I couldn't do that shit when I was younger. No. So I can't imagine now. So it's like all of this stuff to me, I'd be having a prep. If I'm gonna drink, I gotta start pre-gaming like at least a month before. Like, if I fucking drink a beer right now, I'd be faded. Do you hear me? Man, a beer. A margarita. We went out with the girls. That we went out when I went to the girls. And I was doing a podcast right before I had went out with the girls too. And I said I was gonna come back and finish it, and I couldn't because I even said on the podcast, I was like, oh, I'm gonna have me a margarita. I had planned it out. I had one margarita. And I was towed up, towed back to the next damn day. Like, what in the? We still need to go grocery shopping. But this man. But if I, those is like the little things that if I didn't know how to communicate, will be a big ass fucking argument in our household. It would, because I would feel like He doesn't understand me, but I have to, you know what I'm saying? Like, and this is just one of those times where I gotta put on my wife panties, fuck big girl panties, my wife panties, and get shit done. Like, but I just, y'all don't understand. I feel like, my baby, my business. Just feel crazy, man. I gotta make sure I bring me like a little kit with the little brand. Well, not the little bit, little brand, the brand. So, because Vegas has some nice different places where I can put products, and I've done it before. And I could put products and take pictures. Oh my goodness. Especially depending on the room. Did I tell you we ain't got no fucking room? So you think that I'm about to, man, so I gotta do that too. Gotta do that too. Gotta get us a damn room. He paying for it. Well, I gotta find it. This man. I love him. And I be, when I do my little last minute, but see, I've won this. This is a badass dress. This is a badass dress. When did I wear this dress? Fucking A, I can't wear that dress. I remember. I took hella pictures of my dress. Fucking A. I don't want to have to go shopping. When was the last time you bought a bad dress? Okay, well, this bathing suit, bam. I got my bathing suit, and I haven't worn that. You can call me fucking shallow. I don't care what you guys call me. Think of me. But I don't like to wear. I'll wear something like twice, but it's going to be at least a fucking year gap. Ooh, I forgot I had this. Where the shorts at? Okay, but damn, that's a lot of white. But I haven't worn it. Okay. That's cute. Let me see. I can possibly make some shit happen. I can possibly make something happen. And this is why, again, plan. So, what I'm doing is, because I usually always go shopping. And, like, I'll see something. And I may not wear it right then. But I know it's my taste. And, like, when something like this happens, like, I know I can just go to the closet and bam, selections. And when you do it that way, you usually can find shit that you like on sale. And that's when I'm going through the closet to see what is a possibility of wearing. Where are the bottoms to that top? Where are the bottoms to that? But then I also got to see if the weather is going to be appropriate. Where are the bottoms to that top? Here they are. Ooh, that'd be cute. Okay, so. And then let me see. That'd be a cute little get there outfit. Let me see. These pumps is cute, too. These are some cute little pumps. And that would be. Let me see. Because that'd be a cute little car ride outfit. Because you got to have a get there outfit. Ooh, wait a minute. These would be even fucking cuter with that outfit. It's these right here. These is the one. Hell yeah. So, I'm liking these a lot. Yeah, let me see. Okay. So, I think I done found my shoes. I know he's gonna be like, why the fuck you got these heels in the end? We trying to take them off. Blah, 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 blah. Because certain things are just like they're real cute just sitting down. And when you know you're gonna be sitting down, why not? Like, we may get out the car for like what they call it when we get past state line. And you gotta take pictures. And this is what that's for. Bam. Okay. I am going to use those shoes. I like this. Well, at least I ain't going to get that many fucking. Mind you, we're only supposed to be going out there for Saturday. But after all the shit that I'm about to have to do and pull off, we will be home on Friday night. I don't give a damn if we get there at 3 o'clock in the fucking morning. Like, I really don't. I'm not playing. I'm not playing. Damn, these is cute. So, I really gotta make sure I get my toes did. But, I will have to find a day outfit for Saturday. A night outfit for Saturday. If we're driving at night, I could wear pants and sweatpants. So technically, this wouldn't be the outfit that I'm wearing. But this could be a cute little just walk around. Let me see. This could be. Know, you gotta do your thing in your heels before you go out in them. Especially if it's been a minute. Okay. Yeah, because you gotta be. I'm a baddie. I'm a baddie, baby. Like, I can't just be out here. I'm a boss and I'm a baddie. So I gotta make sure my stuff is right. Okay, so my bad. That's a part of preparing, too. You may not think it is, but it is. It's a part of preparing. Like, my feet already hurt. I'm ready to take these bad boys off. I ain't even been nowhere yet. Like, I ain't even been nowhere yet, but what my mom used to say? I forget, but what is it? Beauty and pain? Can't have beauty without pain? Some shit like that. Yeah. I'm gonna give me some work in. I'm gonna take care of all this little BS now. I don't even know what I'm doing with my hair. I got an idea. That's the other thing. I gotta make sure I go buy the damn hair too. See, being a black woman is a little complicated on top of that. Like, I gotta go get me some braiding hair. Pretty sure I'm gonna have my hair in braids, but I don't want it in. Y'all, do I do braids or do I do a weave? Because I ain't did a weave in a minute. I ain't did a weave in a long, 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 long time. This is whatdoyoudo.com. What should I do? I don't know what I should do. Why? And now I gotta make sure I look good for my husband. We still trying to make them babies. Businesses. All while I'm trying to be a damn businesswoman. I need to make some money this week. I've been spending fucking money like crazy. Making sure we get all the insurance stuff done. All kind of different stuff. Gonna get it together. But anyways, back to talking about building a business. I was giving you guys tips, like saying, let's say if you want to make an extra $50 a month and writing down all of those the things that you like and you're able to do, like your skill set. So you know how to do hair, braid hair, and you really want to focus in on things that you also have the means to right now, because you're not trying to spend a lot of money when you first are coming out there. Because if you're trying to make an extra $50 a month, you spending an extra $100. That shit just don't make no sense. So when you first start off, I would suggest trying to do something like in the service realm, because that just consists of you, your brain, your hands, you know, your desire to make you be like, get your ass up. You know what I'm saying? Rather than if you're like, I'm gonna have a vending machine store. Well, it's like, okay, well, do you already have a vending machine? No. Okay, well, do you have the supplies? No. It's like, okay, well, damn, what you got? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, okay, and we can use that. Let's say you wanted to have a vending machine store. I would start off, especially if you have a car, like having getting your car cleaned the fuck out, bomb as hell. That's something that you can do yourself. And setting up like in the trunk, like a bomb ass, like little shop. You know what I'm saying? And that's all stuff that you can have already in your house, like having like a cooler or something for the drinks. You don't have to put that in the trunk. You can put that in the back seat. Like everybody got a fucking cooler. But making sure like everything is on point and clean, like your car is clean, the inside is fucking clean, like your trunk, when you lift up your trunk, bam, that's on point. You know what I'm saying? And then you start building up towards saving to get that vending machine. You know what I'm saying? But start off with the things that you have right now. You want to, let's say you like, I want to come out with my own. I want to come out with my own paint line. Okay, well, that fucking cost. You know what I'm saying? First, you need to start off maybe teaching people how to paint, teaching people how to draw. You know, that's a service, something that you can do to get you some money that's not gonna cost you no money. Like, word of mouth don't cost no money. You know what I'm saying? Putting yourself out there on Facebook, Instagram don't cost no money. Showing your work of what you can do out on these different platforms, Snapchat, TikTok, don't cost no money. But what it can do, if you put in the right information, like in your bio and stuff, how they can get in contact with you, where they can find you at, what you do, freaking, they even have free websites where you can just put, you don't have to sell stuff, but you can just like basically put your basic information. This is how you can get in contact with me. This is the stuff that I do. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you got to bring people to that website, build yourself up an audience, and before you know it, you fucking making orders, having sales. As far as maybe somebody call you in, like, oh, I need you to teach me how to, I don't know what your service could be as far as the painting. Oh, I need you to teach me how to do this. Or I'm having some girls over sipping paint type thing. Can you host it? Or hey, I see you live in Texas. I live in Texas too. I see you got yourself like a little candy little shop. Can you come over this area and this way we got some, you know what I'm saying? You never fucking know. Like a Uber store type, like this shit in the trunk already, but bomb stuff. Not no real food, not no food, not no food, because it's from the health department and all that stuff. Get the coming in, but like all your chips, your little snackages, sunflower seeds, peanuts, you know, stuff, what they call them, like non-perishables. Some drinks, some waters, especially in the summertime. I'm just saying, there's always some type of way to make some money. It's really just about what you want to do. And then if once you start making money and you start taking that money and investing it back into what you're doing to make it bigger, that's what the fuck makes you a business. To be honest, that's what, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, before you know it, that $50 a month gonna turn into 250 a month. That 250 a month gonna turn into fucking 500 a month. And it may not be every single month, but will it end up happening? Like for myself, like there were some years where I would make over $40,000 by myself, but I fucking made that shit like in 2 months. So this was before I was a nail tech. The rest of the 10 damn months, new. Like, I'll be lucky if I hustled up some shit. If I wanted to. If I wanted to. But I'm like, shit, I got this money in the bank. I made my little money. I'm good. I'm good. But then I opened up another business. I'm like, all right, let me go ahead. Let me invest in. And it didn't start off like that. I always tell you guys that. I started off doing nails just so I could do my own fucking nails. And I seen that there was a need for nail supplies out here. And I'm like, because I'm like, this shit ain't gonna work as far as acrylics and have the options and shit like that. There was none. I'm like, all right, I need it. And then as far as it being, it looks like it's about to rain real bad out here. As far as it being like women of color, like a big number of us in this game and have a big name in it, you know, like let me go ahead and make a name for myself. Let me do this. And then it just so happened to go into a damn business because of Jonathan. I was like, oh, I think I want to do this maybe in 2020. He was like, just do it now. I was like, what? What you mean do it now? Like right now, right now? All right, fuck it. I'll take the money that I made from this business and go and invest it so I can learn another skill and be, you know, get me a vendor and pay for different samples from vendors and stuff like that. No problem. No problem. And I did not have a how-to fucking book to do it. Like, I want to say I figured it out just by figuring it out, but because I really fucking did. I did. Like, I did a lot of Googling of what I wanted. But these were things that I already had written down. Like, writing things down makes your freaking dreams, your possibilities so much more closer than you can ever understand. And that's why I can't give you specific businesses to open. It's about what your passion and your desire is. You know what I'm saying? Because anybody can give you some money and be like, huh, do this with it. But if that's not what the hell you want to do and your passion is, it's going to be shitty. Like, let's really think about it. That's like, but if you're doing something and you love it, and it's somehow, some way, that money just gonna come find you. I don't know how. I don't know. It just do. If you stay consistent with it, it just do. You know, if you when I that first year, Jonathan was like, "Yeah, go ahead and open up the business." Like, because I didn't plan, I wasn't able to do the things that I wanted to do when I looked at my list. I was like, oh, okay, so I know what I gotta do. I gotta set, because everything was self-funded in the beginning. And I was like, okay. And then I've told you the story about how the deeper you get into this little business thing, you realize like you gotta start using credit or they just get you a little funny. So that's what I've been doing in the meantime, in between time, using the credit and stuff like that. But I planned it. Everything was fucking planned out. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. I promise you. Like, written out some things. Yes, some things in my head that I know I need to get to. But those things, those frivolous things that I know are still important, but I might forget. But it can pivot me. It's a pivotal moment to take me to the next step. Like, for instance, when I was talking about bringing my products to Vegas, when we go to Vegas, that's not written down. And I'm gonna go and look in some of my notes. It might be. It's not written down. It's frivolous as hell. But like, I always have like it's still in my head. So it's like if I don't have it written down, I know in my head, I'm like, it doesn't fucking matter. It needs to be done. Like, I told myself anytime I go anywhere that's outside of my home that's picture worthy, that's different scenery type shit, because I live in the mountains, but it's really like a desert. So I'm not too fond of the fucking sand, because I'm not fond of dirt. So anything that's going to give me like the certain kind of look that I'm looking for, I'm desiring for my brand. Bam, I know I have to fucking bring my product. It's picture time. It's some fucking form of business has to get done. But when CNC first started, because I was not creation first started, no, I didn't think like that. Because I didn't know where I was going with it. I didn't have, only thing I wanted was, let me just make some extra money. Let me do my own nails. Right. Let me see how this works. Didn't know exactly what I was doing with it. I just wanted something to be done with it. And that's okay. That's what I'm saying. I'm still a business. I still file my taxes. I still pay. I still pay my self-employment tax, my income tax, all them different pink ass taxes. I'll still pay. Why? Because I'm a business. I make money. This last year, unfortunately, we lost. Oh my God. First time and since we've opened, we actually took an L. That hurt. That hurt. That shit hurt. That shit hurt, hurt. But that's part of business. Like, some people don't make any money their first couple of years. So the fact that I made money, I was profitable my first couple of years, it's like, okay. But it's like, because I know I took an L, I'm like, I gotta plan some shit differently this year. That's why you've been hearing these podcasts going so hard in the paint lately. Like, the beginning of this month, you've noticed we're not even on day the 5th of the month, and it's 4. And today that I'm uploading the another podcast, there's already 4 podcasts available for y'all to listen to right now. Right now. Because I'm like, by any means necessary, what was happening for the betterment of the business before fucking COVID, that's what we going back to. But not only are we going back to that, we going hard on it. Like, and I planned it the fuck out. I sat down. I talked to Jonathan about it. Like, this shit has to happen. But I sat there and I planned it out for a minute. Mind you, I've already been working on this business for some years. So this is why I'm telling you guys, it's all different levels to this shit, even when you get into this business stuff. But when you don't have something written down, so you can at least know, okay, this is what I want. These are the goals I'm trying to achieve. Because it was another thing about goals. So I achieved all my fucking goals, right? But I realized when I did not set my goals high enough. Like I needed to be having like some, I had some really, I hate to say it, but basic ass goals. Let me be living for that extra month. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't believe in myself. And that's another reason why I'm like, okay, my business took an L because I didn't know what the fuck I was doing. Especially when COVID hit, I got scared. You can't be out here acting scared in business. Scared money don't make money. Scared money don't make money. Like, I've been doing the same damn thing. Do your thing. Make it work. Write it out. And that's why I'm coming and I gotta tell y'all this. Because you just, if you do this, I'm telling you don't have to go out and go and get those fucking courses that you be seeing. You ain't gotta do that. Just apply some of the stuff that I'm telling you. Start off there. And then once you start off, you know where you want to go, and you're like, okay, I don't know how to keep going in this direction. That's when you go get you some additional help. But just starting, you're not sure. You don't need to fucking pay nobody in the beginning when you're figuring stuff out. What you paying for somebody for? No. You need to sit your ass down and find out what you want, what you can do, what's gonna make you happy. The money part gonna come. Like, that's just a good incentive. Like when you put out, because you need goals. Goals, if you're not trying to obtain something, you're not going to try. You're not gonna put your best foot forth. There's not gonna be any effort made. So that's why it's like, if you know you, I'm telling you, like for the people who it's like, you know you want to start a business, but you just haven't, and you're just like, damn, like what do I do? Where do I start? These are those starting points. These are those starting points that will be able to get you to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Because you gotta start somewhere. It's this inspirational, like motivational speaker, but he's also a business person. Gary B. Banger Media. I've been watching him since my coaching days. I used to be a coach way, 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 way back in the day. I used to be a coach. And I would listen to him during my coaching days. And what fucking book did he use to did he write that I fucking read? Fuck, I forget the name of that book. But I used to read his book and then I found out he was a motivational speaker. So I follow him on Instagram and all of that good stuff. But he, damn it, this is why I need a co-host because I brought him up because I wanted to tell y'all. Oh, he's like, everybody starts from zero. That's what I was heading to. Everybody starts off at zero, nothing. You know what I'm saying? Unless your ass was fucking spoon fed, given something. You know what I'm saying? Like, which is like the very small percentage of people. But when you're out here to the people who know what's up, who out here grinding, trying to figure this shit out, make some money, like do something on your own, have generational wealth and all of that. Everybody starts off at zero. Like, there's no fucking escalators. There's no elevator to success. Only the stairs. And some of them stairs, it's like, okay, you're like, bloop, 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 bloop. Get there real quick. And then you'll realize your ass got somewhere so fast, now you got a breath. What do I do now? You gotta stop for a minute. Like, got to. Business is one thing that is like you can like train somebody as much as possible, give them that motivation, give them the hoorah, the little cheerleading, powwow, all of that. And you can do all of that, and they still have to, you still, you the individual still have to get up and go fight that fight. Like, even after all of the hoorah, all of that shenanigans, you still got to fight the fight. The cheerleader can't go and do that. They're just trying to pump you up. Try to keep them, that adrenaline going. That's all that is. But they can't fight the fight for you. It just can't happen. So, for now, that's my little business tidbit. I am, it's like how I brought you guys some of those tax tidbits, like taxes, business, all that stuff is the same. I'm gonna be bringing y'all that. Why? Because y'all need it. Because this is gonna be the year. Because there's somebody out there that has been like, I'm gonna do my business. If they haven't started. So they need like me to be their Johnson. Do it now. Right now? Yeah, right now. Why not? You ain't doing nothing else. Anyway, sit on the couch. All right, I'm doing it. So that's what I'm gonna be for y'all. I'm gonna be y'all. Do it now. Get up. Go ahead. Go research. What do you want? Plan it out. You got this. So get ready. Because you got this. And like I said, y'all got this. I got this too with this fucking last minute ass vacation in the middle of my business making stuff. And my husband at work working, leaving all the wifely duties to me. So I got this. So we all got this. But all right. As I love to say, even though my nails don't match what I'm getting ready to say, love, peace, and keep your nails on fleek. Yeah. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the nail shop. This is Kasara. So, I was talking to you guys. Ooh, goodness, I'm sorry. I keep pausing because I got these lashes on that I'm trying. And I didn't examine in my eye. And you know how you try to like blink it out? So I was like, I don't know why when I do like a blink to get something out, I gotta like open up my mouth real wide. Sorry about that. So I had a little rant, business rant about with you guys a couple of days ago. About that whole Vegas trip business. We ain't got a room. This man ain't telling me nothing. So I wanted to give you guys an update. We have a room. It took a lot of communicating because we weren't gonna go. He was like, "That's it, we're not gonna go." And this and this and that. It was just, oh my God. Ooh, no, it's not this cold outside. He was like, it was just he, oh my gosh, he was just being so fucking emo about the whole situation. But he said it was because I was being emo about the situation, which I know I was. You know what I'm saying? Because me and before me and my husband became husband and wife, we would do a lot of traveling, not only back and forth to see each other, but like I wanted to also like feel like I was still in like a regular relationship, like and do what like regular couples did, even though we had to like jam pack everything in like one visit. Whenever we had a visit, because sometimes the visits we'll see each other every couple of months, and sometimes we would go like like 6 months to a year without seeing each other back when we were dating. So we did a lot of traveling back and forth, and then trying to date, like the little amusement park dating and going to vacation together, even though he would fly out here on a vacation. You know what I'm saying? We would make a vacation on a vacation. Like, I was trying to thought of, I was always thinking something like spontaneous, something that we have memories about, laugh about later. But when it, like some of those first couple trips, we would argue, you baby. Oh my gosh, the arguments we would fucking have, man. Oh, like some vacations we wouldn't think we was gonna make it afterwards. Like, oh fuck that. I don't want to be with this person no more. Like, but we obviously we made it. But I get really bad anxiety, like, because the longer we've been married, and the fact that we got married like a couple of years before the pandemic, we spent, Jonathan like made me realize we spent the last almost 2.5 years locked in the house together. And we've been married 6 years. So, like, almost a third of our fucking marriage, we've been out of our normal element. And some of those vacations were really big learning points, where it was like, we don't know if that person really is learning, like, growing and means the changes that, because every vacation that we have, I always take like a moment because we're out of our elements. Like, and I try to bring up some issues, but not in a combative way because we're feeling good. And he does the same thing, but we want so because when you're feeling good and you approach the situation with a like a non-angry eyes, everything is feeling good, you're more acceptable to be able to go through a situation with better eyes, like, you know, better feelings, a better heart, softer heart. Okay. So we always somehow, some way end up, you know, reflecting in on the vacation, you know, when our relationship, how we can do better, how one is feeling, what one is, you know, thinking and things of that nature. You know, that because like I tell you guys, fucking being in a marriage is work. And that's how you work at it. You got to talk about the things that you like, dislike, and how you can, you know, grow and go better. So we ain't been on a, been on no vacations together since 2018. That's a lie. 2019. But that wasn't a fucking vacation. That was some obligatory. I ain't gonna go there because we still low key kind of fight about that shit. That was when we just. Woo, we could not fucking see eye to eye, like, and that's when Mary had a little lamb, and I'm not, I wasn't backing down, he wasn't backing down, we just wasn't backing down. So that one, that was the last trip we took, but it wasn't the same type of, it was a different type of disagreement. And anyway, so going back to the whole Vegas thing, so I'm not knowing that because of the last fucking obligation vacation that we took, I'm not fucking knowing that because it was still so heated and because there was so much miscommunication that he fucking put his hands up. Like, I'm not doing any vacations without her fucking say so because I have a certain type of a comfort level. Like, and like some things that he's okay with, I'm just not fucking okay with. And that's fine. He's a man, you know what I'm saying? But I'm a lady and I'm always be a lady, and some things I'm just not gonna rough out, and he understands that. So fucking I'm not, he didn't communicate this to me. So remember I'm telling y'all, this man ain't booked nothing, no room, ain't say shit about no room. Like, I don't like just found out we're going, like all that, like, we were low key fucking working on subliminals. Like, we don't we communicate, we talk. What the fuck is this subliminal shit, right? So I'm like, what the fuck are all of these damn subliminals? And it's like, I'm telling him, like, dude, like, you talking in code. Just fucking say what the fuck you mean, type shit. Like, you not talking to me right. Like, what the hell? So it's frustrating me. So I'm starting to become a little combative, and not physically, but like attitude wise, right? So I'm like, babe, oh, here we go with the hiccups. These are gonna be bad. Hiccups, I'll be right back. Hold up. Yeah, them hiccups was about to be crucial. So I feel like I'm about to get them again. Maybe my damn. That's my body's way of being like, no, don't talk about it. But so we have this miscommunication going on. He's like, fuck it, we ain't going in, because I'm telling him. So before we got down to the last minute in the wire, because the trip is in a couple of days. But when we first originally found out about it, he said that he wanted to stay on the strip. He said he don't want to stay in downtown because there's two parts of Vegas you can stay. You can stay on the strip or you can stay in downtown. Downtown is more of like old school Vegas. And downtown is cool. But it has this different effect than the strip. The strip is like more tourism, shopping and shit, like Rodeo Drive, you know what I'm saying? And downtown is like, that's where you're gonna get the bomb ass liquor, the free shows, people gonna be outside. Like doing all kind of shit to fucking show titties and ass for money, like outside with a little routine. Like, I promise you, it's funny. Like, you take pictures and shit, like all different kind of people with their setup, their gimmicks, whatever, right? It's cool. So, but if you're trying to be bougie, you don't go to downtown. When you're trying to like turn up on a budget, that's when you go to downtown. So he said he didn't want to go. I promise y'all, he said he didn't want to go to downtown. He said he wanted to go on the strip. So the whole time I'm looking on the strip, looking on the strip, looking on the strip, looking on the strip. Fucking all the places on the strip was talking about like $7 a night. Like fucking $1,200 for two fucking punk ass nights, right? And that was like for some basic ass, just here goes your room. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, just one bathroom, a bed, no living room space, like none of that. Like none of that good stuff, right? Like, I want a main bathroom, a guest bathroom minimum, a sitting area, a living room. Like, I need my shit needs to be bomb, period. That's on period. So I'm like, I'm not paying fucking this kind of money for no, just come, here goes a fucking bed, a TV in the bathroom. Like, what the fuck is this? Like, I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing it. I don't want it. Like, so what I do, I'm like, okay, if this is where you're trying to go, then I'm talking, like, thinking in my head, like, Jonathan, is this where you're trying to go? Like, we're gonna spend a little extra money. So I could be somewhere I'm comfortable, because I don't want this punk ass room. Like, I'm not. So I'm telling him, and he was like, nope. He was like, we ain't going. It costs too much. And I'm like, dude, but this is your best friend. He came here to wait. Like, y'all bros, bros. You know what I'm saying? Like, I love his wife. Like, you can't do this to these people, right? Like, you ain't seen him for fucking forever. Like, we gotta see each other. So, I walk away low key crying and shit, like, 'cause I'm fucking in my feelings. But, and I don't want to yell. I don't, like, that's one thing, like, I'm tired. Like, I don't, in the beginning, I used to do a lot of fucking yelling. A lot of fucking yelling. And, once, I don't, like, we had one conversation during a vacation, and he was like, look, I don't give a fuck how mad you get. Just don't fucking yell. And I seen such a difference, you know what I'm saying, in the way that my body feels and the way the reactions that I get out of him, you know what I'm saying? Like, every now and again, I might jab at him, And I just, I don't know, I just need to get your attention. But I go right back to like, a tone that, because my tone is naturally fucking loud. You know what I'm saying? But he can tell when I'm yelling and when I'm being loud. So I hate the fucking police. Sorry, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that out loud, but they just, I'm black. Y'all can understand why the fuck I say that. I didn't mean to say that, but I just got the heebie fucking jeebies. I've had some fucking traumatizing experiences. Like, I'm not going off of fucking TV media. I've had my own experiences, and I'm not gonna go into them. But, anywho, so I'm like, what the fuck? Like my husband is spiteful, and he hasn't put his spitefulness out on me that I felt yet. And I'm like, I don't fucking want this to be the goddamn the tipping point of him and that fucking catalyst. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, let me go ahead. Let me go back out and go talk to this man because what the fuck is what's going on? So we talk again, and he's telling me all his issues, and I'm like, all right. So it's Friday night, still ain't book shit. Saturday rolled around, and I'm like, okay. I asked him, I'm like, do you have to fucking be on the strip? Do you not want to be in downtown? He's like, I like downtown. He's like, I ain't got no problem with downtown. He's like, I love downtown when we went to downtown. And I'm sitting here like, but you told me that you only wanted to be on the strip. He was like, I didn't say that. And I was like, okay, I don't even want to fucking argue. Maybe I heard wrong. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna take my L. Bam, communication. So I go away and I go find us a bomb ass room in downtown, called the Grand Downtown. And it's nice and it has my type of suite type of stuff. It has, you know what I'm saying, sitting area, two bathrooms, fucking a bedroom separate from the living room. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got the entertain. Like, oh, that's the other thing. Because if what if somebody comes over? Like, I need to be able to fucking entertain. I like to entertain. Speaking of, I gotta get my stuff because I am entertaining. So I gotta go to Party City. Damn, I just thought, I'm sorry, I just got to thinking like, damn, I gotta go pick up some stuff for us. Cause I'm that type of person. I like when I'm going on, and it's like a couples trip. Not like it is. It's a fucking couples trip. Like, so I heard a lot of things my husband was saying to me, and now I got a couple tricks up my sleeve to make him feel like heard. So this is gonna be a very interesting trip. I got the room booked. It was still high as fuck. But it wasn't $600 a night high. I think we wound up paying. We wound up paying like $900 for two nights. I think I can't remember. I can't fucking remember. I just know we got the damn spot. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, knowing that we have somewhere to lay our fucking head when we get out there is like really important to me. So that's taken care of. Then I realized that it's gonna be fucking cold. Not that I realized, my best friend, I was talking to her about it. She's like, bitch, it's gonna be cold. Like, I'm like, I don't have any Las Vegas cold clothes. I have Las Vegas summertime clothes. So now I have to go fucking find me an outfit or two to be able to match my swag with my, my little style and stuff because I ain't been nowhere in the wintertime. I don't have no go out clothes, no make my husband be like, ooh, baby. I'll fuck around and catch a cold with the shit I got. And I'm not trying to catch no cold. I'm still trying to get everything together. I'm basically, because everything is so fucking last minute, I still have not been back to fucking doing work business type shit. Only thing I've been doing is taking care of the fucking household because I got to get myself packed, my husband packed, and the kid packed, and all the house taken care of, and grocery shop. Like, and make sure that when we come back home, like, we can just go right back out to what we was doing. And That's not gonna get done without me, and I'm testing their asses yesterday. Like, I took like a little cat nap, and everybody, like, the assembly line was going, everybody was doing their own thing. It was like unspokenly, you know what I'm saying? Everybody know we got something to do. You know, the room's been booked by now. Jonathan knows, like, all right, we're down to the fucking crunch time. And my son knows he ain't gonna be home. All of this shit. Everybody fucking knows the game plan, right? I wake up from my damn cat nap so I can get up and finish my wifely duties, my mommy duties, shopping, cooking, cleaning, folding clothes, putting clothes away. You know what I'm saying? Like, making my little list. You know, these niggas was all fucking playing video games when I came up for it. It was so funny because when they wasn't expecting me. Fucking my husband looked like he had got caught doing some fucked up shit. My son looked like he had got caught doing some fucked up shit. And I'm like, oh, y'all wrong. Y'all are fucking wrong. You know you wrong. Like, you got caught, you fucking did.